Joe, beaten finalists last year, losing out to Oris, back knocking on the door again this year.
There were a lot of hurt after last year's final. We really felt that we didn't perform to our greatest level. And our aim this year, of course, was first and foremost to get won the Division 4 title and take the championship as it came. So thank God now we're back in the final again.
And as you say, the main ambition was the Division 4 title and promotion, and that has been achieved and tucked away nice and quietly over the last few weeks.
It has, yeah. Now, last year after losing to Oris, we had a playoff final against the opposition tomorrow, Red Dews, playoff promotion relegation final, and we lost that in a replay. And as I say, there was a lot of hurt, a lot of players, and we knew we were losing a good few players through emigration and work commitments and different commitments. But we kind of took 2 months off and met up again in the end of January, and the management and players and even the club committee met up and we had a meeting. And we sat down and we said that we weren't going to lie down on the fact that we lost players, and we were going to build on the experience of last year and bring it into this year. And we had a much smaller panel now, but in fairness to the players, every one of them gave 100%, 110%.
Yeah, certainly it's a much changed team from last year. What, 5-6 players missing?
It is indeed. I think it's 6 from the starting team that won't be starting tomorrow. But saying that, that's a lot to do with a bit of youth as well. Young James Byrne is in there the year. It's his first year in senior football. And he played with the county under-17s under Brian McCabe, you know, and he's a big asset to us. Young Daniel Galler was in the county minor squad, and he only had, I think, 2 or 3 senior games under his belt going into last year's final. Both them lads have had a good year the year with us and tasted victory already with the team. So it helps, you know, it might relax them nerves, ways not tomorrow a wee bit as well, you know, yeah, going into the game.
And who are the other new faces?
Well, some of them would have been on the bench last year, you know. There were latecomers into the squad last year, Shane McQuinney and Aaron Byrne. And there'll be more experienced players now. They'll be in their late 20s, which we need, and it'll probably help us tomorrow, because I think we'd only 2 players over 25 starting last year. Of course, we might have 4 or 5 this year, you know.
Yeah.
Because Colin McNichols is in there as well, who's a long career with us there, you know, like playing. And the experience could help, you know, tomorrow. I think we lacked a wee bit of experience last year, you know, just in the final day.
Yeah. And, of course, the survivors from last year still very much part of the backbone of your team.
They are indeed. Now, Conor Shovin's in there as captain, and Conor's a sticky wee player. He's about there. He's only 25, but I think he's playing senior football for the last 8 years. And, of course, Aidan Duddy has had a long career with us there. He's 33, and he's playing since he was 16 years of age, you know, and he gives it in and out every year, like, and it's a fantastic player for the club. But then you'd have the younger of the experienced players, what we would call, would be Alan Lyons and Kean Kennedy, Jonathan Cassidy. But they've all put in great years to year now.
And it's been a great season. I think you only lost one game in the league, and that was really when you had the league won and promotion gained, and only just lost the one game in the championship as well in the earlier rounds.
That's right, yeah. It has been fantastic now. It's nearly been unbelievable for us, to tell you the truth. We knew we were capable of it, you know, but it was just pulling out. We actually lost our regular midfield through the season, through Declan Moran, through suspension, and Danny Shovlin, who personally I would feel was probably the best midfielder in the Division 4 league this year. And he got done his cruciate, and, you know, towards the end of the league campaign. They were great warriors, so we'll have kind of a fresh enough midfield in there tomorrow. But the team, we lost that game to Moville away, the only league game, you know, and as you say yourself, we had the league won at the stage, and it was a case of trying to try out, not being disrespectful to Moville. It was a case of trying to try out players for the championship, you know, and we only lost by a point, actually, the last kick of the game. And we lost one game in the championship away to Convoy when we were actually qualified for the quarterfinals, you know. We really, really tried to win that game, but I think in hindsight, it probably stood up to us, because we drew Convoy in the quarterfinal, and it gave us a wee bit of extra incentive going into the game, you know, when we had a loss to them earlier in the season, you know.
Yeah, and you won that comfortably enough, didn't you?
We did, yeah. The old saying, goals won matches. You know, Convoy were well in it up until we got our first goal. They had just missed a penalty, and we got a goal on the rebound from the penalty. And we got a quick goal after that again, and, you know, it kind of settled us where it left them chasing the games, because I would have great respect for Convoy. They're a great team, you know, and I think if they've got, they're not that far behind us as far as league status not there as concerned like they are. They were a tough opposition. The scoreboard probably wasn't a reflection, because, as I say, goals won games. We got four that day, whereas they missed their chances, you know.
And a tough battle with Narasa in the semi-final.
It was indeed. Now, it's always tough with us, Narasa. You know, down the last few years, we're kind of on our own in Division 4 in the side of the gap ourselves in Narasa, whereas, you know, the most of the teams are always through the gap. So it's like the only derby we would have having in the league down through the years was with Narasa. And it's always a close encounter, no matter. There could be six league placements between us, but it's nearly always a point or 2 points separates us. You know, it's always a good old battle and good old friendship there between the two clubs too, you know. But we always have a tough battle, and after the game we go in, have a pint or whatever, and talk about it, you know. And it's just good to have a team like that there, you know.
And as you said, you know, yourselves and Red Hughes operating in different divisions, but play them last year in that playoff game, lost that game, so an incentive to get one back.
It is, of course, you know, like we'd managed to battle with Red Hughes down through the years when they were down in the division with us, but I would say they'd have to be snake favourites tomorrow, because they've had 2 or 3 years of experience playing up in Division 3, whereas we're only fresh coming into it this next year. Like, but you'd have to give them slight favourites. But then again, on a final, it's whoever can perform on the day, because I wouldn't say there'll be an awful lot between the teams, but we do know Red Q's have a lot of strong players there. Like, they have a fantastic free taker in Damien Brown, and right down through their team, they're fantastic players. Like, we're well equipped, with, you know, we know them well enough, you know. Yeah. But it's a matter, I think, on the day, like, they will be favourites going into the game, but we'll be hoping to put in the performance we didn't put in last year.
It's been a long time now since ourselves has been in a county final, you know, of any description, you know. But we're trying to keep our feet in the ground as well, because we also have a battle in front of us with the league, you know.
Football, and I speaking to Donal Reid earlier in the week, that's his concentration, survival there, and I suppose it's been really turned round in recent weeks in the championship, because you're having a dismal league campaign, really.
Yeah, we are in a severe dogfight there now. I suppose our best option now is a playoff, you know, and we lost on Saturday night to Ballyshannon in a very tight and intense game, you know. But Division 3 survival, of course, you know, was as vital, like, you know, not taking nothing away from the junior championship, because, you know, it is it's great for the lads, especially to get out in McCool Park on a county final day.
Yeah.
But again, as I say, the league is very important to us, and we still have a chance. We still have a chance there to survive, you know, and hopefully, as I say, we can.
A big change around since Donal Reid came in and took over from Stephen Friel.
Yeah. Donal has got a reaction from the players, you know. Stephen done a lot of work there this last. That's his second year he's with us, you know, and done a lot of work with us, and things just didn't seem to go for us, you know. Wee breaks, drop a ball here, drop a ball there, just didn't work for us, you know. And Donal come in there and He it's a two championship games, quarter-final and a semi-final, two fantastic results for us. As I say, we did lose the league game last Saturday, but there was a kick-up ball in it, you know, and yeah. He has got a reaction from the players.
And got a few players back as well, has he?
A number of players back, yeah, as well, yeah. We were missing a few players there during the year due to one thing or another. You know, Marty Boner wasn't about much this year, you know. A couple of younger fellas as well, Shane Gallagher there, lads, you know, the boys I get, that were sort of tied up with work as well, as you know yourself, and it's not easy getting out there, and young Johnny Carlin has come in there into the middle of the field and has made a big impression, you know, as well, like, you know.
Yeah. But, and it is a relatively young team, isn't it?
It is pretty young, yeah, pretty young. I suppose the oldest man there at the minute now would be Paige Gallagher, and Paige's paid along with me, so he's a brave age, you know. Paige will be the senior man there, age-wise, at the right time. I'll not say what age he is, but like, you have Eugene Brown there as well, and Damien, Jared Malat, lads that get us up on the you know, the early 30s, maybe put it that way.
Yeah.
But then you have a group of lads then coming, you know, 21, 22, and yeah, then down as well. And like a young fellow there, Conor Gallagher, is on the probably, you know, he's in the subs, like, he's 17, and, you know, a great prospect as well, you know.
Yeah, and of course you have Stephen McMenamin, haven't you, and Gary
well,
Kelly.
I'll have Stephen there as well. Gary Kelly, former county minor. Stephen, well, I think everybody knows about Stephen, you know, he's
member of this year's and last year's minor team, you know.
Yeah, Rolls Royce of a footballer, as a lot of people have said about him, you know, and
yeah.
He is exceptional, you know, and brother Thomas there as well is a good hardy buck as well, you know, on the ball, you know. But, like, you know, look, you're picking out individual players there, As we all know, Tom, it takes a team.
And as we said, you know, you may have had loftier championship ambitions, and as we said, that not that terribly long ago was knocking on the door at senior championships. But you know, it may be the basement, but it would be a start to win on Sunday.
Oh, it would, of course. Yeah, you know yourself, the habit of winning as the best habit you can have in the world. You know, and to get a wee bit of. Like it's the 2003 season, the last time we were in junior final, you know, and it's a long, long time for a club. You know, we always have lofty ambitions, but you have to start at the bottom, I suppose, and work your way up, you know.
And as you said at the outset, really, you know, survival in Division 3, Red Hughes doesn't want to go, shouldn't go to Division 4.
No, but, you know, the league doesn't lie either. You know, if you don't, the performances don't reflect, you know, the result, results count, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and we are bottom of Division 3 for a reason. We just haven't been performing, you know. And but you can see the confidence is ebbing through the boys at the minute, you know. Yeah. And hopefully we can kick on from Sunday, get a result on Sunday, and then kick on the league as well.
You've had a couple of... Just tell us about those great results in the Championship.
Yeah. If we come against Neil Paddock, Muff, you know, and to be honest, on our run of form prior to that, Muff would have been favourites coming into the game, but... The lads, you know, lifted it, especially in the second half. Now they seem to pull away, but you know, you could see the confidence growing as the game went on. And then against Downings, they were just unreal. Like, you know, Stephen McMillan was unreal that day. You know, he was just running the show from full back. You know, and he, as I say, we all know his qualities. You know, but the confidence is the thing you can see coming back into the players. And again, with winning, that's what happens. You know, players gain confidence by winning games.